The next patient is Glenda Self. The last name is S-E-L-P-H. First name Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 4. This patient has a history of morbid obesity most of her life, associated to diabetes mellitus type 2, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. We have to point out that this patient has increased the body weight from 216 pounds to 224 pounds. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 2.1 and an estimated EFR that has remained 25 mLs per minute. The serum albumin is 4.1 and the protein creatinine ratio is just 111 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. In other words, the patient has preserved or perhaps improved the kidney function. However, it's a great concern because of the morbid obesity and the fact that she has diabetes out of control. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is 1C that was last determined on February the 3rd of 2022, that was 7.4%. The main concern is that despite the fact that the diet has been explained, it's very difficult for the patient to accept the need to stop the sodas, to stop any kind of juices, and to follow the recommendation with a low salt diet, low protein diet, and the patient is emphatically telling us that she doesn't like the vegetables. It's going to be a very challenging case in order to preserve the kidney function because of the reluctancy to change the lifestyle. Period, we invested more than 15 minutes of our time explaining the reason for her to accept the changes. Otherwise, the prognosis is going to be guarded. Period. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity. She has a BMI that is 42.3 compared to 40.9 during the last visit. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. following number secondary hyperparathyroidism, following number vitamin D deficiency, following number iron deficiency with anemia with replacement therapy, following number secondary hyperphosphatemia associated to the decreased renal clearance. Following over, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis in the past. She has bilateral nephrocalcinosis with significant but incomplete resolution of the right hydronephrosis. A collection of the urine for stone protocol has not been done. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months in order to see if the patient is willing to cooperate in the changes in the lifestyle that are absolutely necessary, period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face was 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.